Early wake-up call for the Twins after clinching a wild-card berth on Tuesday, and it wasn't made any better by Carlos Carrasco taking the hill for the Indians. He was tremendous starting in the first.
Swung on and missed. Cookie Carrasco strikes out Vargas. And Carlos Carrasco loves his strikeouts. The 1-2 runner first takes off. Swung on and missed. He struck him out to end the inning. The 0-2 to Kepler. Swung on and missed. Carlos Carrasco continues to rack up the K's.
And here is Jason Kipnis. Kipnis with a drive. Deep right field. Down the line. Gone. And Jason Kipnis hits his first home run since coming off the DL. And oh, did he put a charge into that baby. 2-0 Indians. Number 12 for Jason Kipnis.
Ball hit drone. Deep right field. Back is Kepler. Goal. Roberto with his 8th home run of the year. And another rocket shot to right field. We saw him do that in Anaheim. And here today, he gets a pitch out over the plate and drills it. And the Indians lead is now 4-0.
Now the payoff pitch and Vargas. Strike three called. 14 strikeouts for Carrasco. I think Terry Francona wants him to get this ovation.
The Indians win it 5-2. They reach the 100 win mark for the third time in franchise history, first time since 1995. They also finish up the year 12-7 against Minnesota. Carrasco fans a season high 14. He also picks up a career best 18th win. Jay Bruce also homered for the Tribe, his 35th overall this season. After the game, manager Terry Francona spoke about win number 100.
We need to keep winning because Houston is. But it's, and I'm not downplaying it because it's a pretty, I mean, it's really cool. I'm proud of our guys. It's meaningful. I mean, it means that we've won a lot of games. But we have a lot more, hopefully a lot more baseball ahead of us. But I think it's okay to take a minute and, you know, be proud of what the guys have done. This was a really good way for him to lead into, you know, a playoff start. I think he feels really good about himself. You know, it's like I said, first time he's thrown 200 innings, but he looks like he's first day of the season, and I think that's a credit to his ability to work and his routines, and it was fun to watch today though. Well, that was his last hitter, because I think it's more important to be ready for a playoff game, but I think it's a little bit of a milestone or whatever you say. I think it was probably important to him, so we wanted to give him a chance for it.
Carrasco's final line, 8 1/3 innings, 6 hits, no earned runs, 1 walk. He struck out those 14, and he spoke afterwards.
You know what I'm really happy for? I went through what I said in the beginning of the year in spring training. But you know what? I think I worked really hard, you know, to pitch every 5 days. And, you know, pitching every 5 days is really fun, you know, have my teammate behind me, make great plays. But it's happy, you know, to get it pitched the way that I pitched this year. Then I think, what I can say that all the hard work pay off, so I'm really happy for it. I'm really excited for that. So I've been in two postseason last 2013, then last year, but this year I'm able to pitch. So it's gonna be the same game, more people. But you know what, nothing is different, the same baseball. The same way that I did in the regular season, it's gonna be the same in the playoff too.
Perez finished the game 1-for-3 with 2 RBIs, and he also spoke after the game.
You know, he's huge for us, and he was consistent all year long. You know, for him to be able to pound the strike zone, throw strikes, you know, it's pretty consistent with his work ethic. You know, every 5 days he got the ball, and he wants the ball. So, and he's one of our leaders out there in the field, and I'm happy for him.
Jason Kipnis' homer was his first since coming off the disabled list on September 17th. He spoke after getting back in the groove.
When you're got a bunch of things on your plate when you're trying to get your hamstring healthy, when you're trying to learn a new position and find your swing, it's nice to at least more or less be able to check one of them off. It's not that I'm going to be hot going into playoffs, but just that I'm where I want to be and able to compete. to not be in a funk or to be overthinking at the plate, to be able to just go out and have my swing where I want it to be. And it's nice to, like he said, to add depth to this lineup, to contribute where I can.
Francisco Lindor was 2-for-4 at the top of the Indians lineup. He scored a run as well, and he spoke after the game.
It's something special. Something special for all of us. It's a big accomplishment. But we all understand that's not a goal. You know, our goal was to make it to the playoffs, and then once we're in the playoffs, it's go as deep as we can into the playoffs. And it's fun winning a lot of games, because he definitely has at least 100 days in the season that we all playing music. But that's not our goal. You know, it's something, like I said, amazing, special, that will be there for a very long time. But we just enjoying it and focusing on a daily job, which is trying to win.
The Indians stay home on Friday. They'll finish out the regular season at Progressive Field against the White Sox. Trevor Bauer will be on the hill in the series opener.